this is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Okay, we're here with our new setup. Hey, everybody. It is 364 sad days until my birthday. October 14th, 2021. This is Geeks Next Door, episode 284. The one where we realize, you know what? We're all we need, and all we need is us, right?
Hey, three kings, right?
That's all that really matters. It's like the greatest.
We always gotta find
the ones you like the best.
We just got to find the treasure in the desert, and we're good. And try to get back home to the U.S.
I think when they got home, things went bad.
probably.
Ryan's feeling under the weather. Mickey is Mickey, because he's old man. And Adam is Adam, who is doing his best to distance himself from us until one day he's like, just stops responding completely with emails and texts and doesn't show up on Tuesdays. He's like, what? Oh, Joey turned off my life. Sorry, I didn't notice. She turned off my life.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised about next week. I'm just saying that.
We'll see. How's your guys' day been?
It's been all right, man. Not too bad. It's starting to get cold out there. How are you feeling?
It's my first day in a coat this year. Since spring, and it was sad. I took a picture. I haven't put it up on Facebook yet, but I took a picture. Sad day.
Sad face, Chris.
You'd be running in a tracksuit. That would've been cool. If you were in a tracksuit.
If I had more tracksuits, I would probably. I don't really have a lot of tracksuits, especially the awesome
Christmas
European ones.
Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming.
Yes, it is.
Now we know what to spend that money on.
I don't. Seven different colored coordinated tracksuits.
Yeah, see? Boom.
Yeah.
I have purple. I want purple. Or burgundy.
Ooh, nice. And a gold chain to go with it. So you look fucking sweet.
Well, yeah. It's got to be velvet, too, right?
Yeah. Or what do they call them? The velour tracks. Yeah.
Do you think anyone like runs exercise wise in gold chains?
No.
Yeah, there's got to be somebody. Especially there's got to be one of those guys, like probably East Coast style, who like Jersey Shore guy, who probably has like a big gold cross, who's probably doing it just because. Just be like, oh, God's giving me power to lift weights more.
That's true.
Yeah, that's where I feel it, that they would be doing it.
You're probably right. we got, 7 days? Right now, in 7 days from now, we have just finished Dune, and we could do a quick review of it if we wanted to.
Because
it's a 2.5-hour movie.
We all have Discord on our phone, right?
just record it and be like, sirs.
Recording might be a problem.
Yeah. I'll do a preliminary one where I'll be like, I'll give my wife's opinion too. I'll be like, what did you think of this? Explain it in your words.
Okay, I liked when the sand people and the water people got together to fight the fire people. Like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Are you just saying stuff from Avatar the Last Airbender?
yes.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Let's see. What has happened this week? Well, I guess we could open with the question of the week, which is twofold. The first one is, Dave, too, give me a story about Hannah or the kids.
Whoa, well,
he broke. Ugh.
So, Saturday, because we couldn't get into the scout thing that we were supposed to do, because there were too many people. Instead, we went to a work colleague's of my friend's. They have a hobby farm out in Wisconsin and did pumpkins. And the kids were pretty good about that.
Right. What does that mean, you did pumpkins?
Like, we went and picked out pumpkins and hay rides and little slingshots and all this kind of fun stuff.
Okay.
But a cow died while we were there.
By Pumpkin? Please say By Pumpkin.
Yeah.
No. Well, who knows? She started convulsing, and they had to move the bobcat in front of it, so like he, you know, people couldn't see it.
Yeah.
It's definitely and then we,
and then Hannah's like, "Oh, we gotta stop at Stillwater on the way home." You know, we've done that in the past. We just stop at Stillwater, do some walking around, that kind of thing. Forgot it was Harvest Fest, so it was like packed. But we got there just in time to have them do their big pumpkin weigh-in. So we got to see them weigh all these big pumpkins, and then they did a pumpkin drop later and just brought them up.
That's cool.
Mashed them. So by the time we ended and by the time we left there, the kids were crabby. Anna was like, "Knock it off. We're going home." It was kind of fun. Because I got home and I just said, "Go to bed."
So hang on, I just wanted to get this straight. Your Hannah story for this week is Hannah was crabby at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yep.
Alright, I like it. I like it.
Hey
Ryan, welcome buddy, how you feeling?
Oh shit, is that Ryan? I haven't seen him in like 10,000 years.
Feeling solid. Feel like I'm on the mend. Things are going the right direction.
Yeah, if anybody didn't know, Ryan is getting over a bad case of herpes, followed by a bad case of COVID. So he's like herpes COVID combo going on.
Well, don't forget the explosive diarrhea.
Oh yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Did you go to work on Wednesday?
You mean like, did I work from home on Wednesday? Yes.
Whoa, you're sick, dude. You're sick.
That's not how it works, man. You know, like, I mean, I could work. I could have made a case to not work, but I wasn't actually feeling so bad that I felt terrible. I just didn't want to get other people sick.
I understand. And you're like, whose game is it? Chris? Fuck. I'm sick, man. You guys do it. Throw a fireball or something.
All
right.
It's all about D2 right now, so...
No one needs to know about that shit.
Like, no one is, like, paying attention to my emo dwarf.
Don't worry about it.
My dwarf did not start out emo. He was intending to be a happy dwarf.
Until Chris kills your mom.
But see, I told you guys. See, my elaborate Ryan story came 100% true.
When I was playing
the parts of Ryan on Tuesday.
I mean, I do feel bad that Brumder got disintegrated, but we'll deal with that next week.
Yeah.
You literally. What's that? What's a classic Ryan move? I weave together my magic. God, I shoot at the bad guy. Bad guy's amulet. Reflects back at him, and he falls dead.
Dead was not a word that was ever used. He's catatonic.
He's catatonic. He shit himself. He pissed himself, and he lays there in his own filth as we fight to the death.
Okay, hang on. We're interrupting what I like to call the Hannah part of the podcast. So, Dave, too, thank you. Ryan, you haven't been around. What we're doing right now is we're sharing a story or anecdote from the week from your wife. Now, Dave is exempt, but if you want to share something, you can. You're exempt because your wife is the only one who listens to the podcast, as you know. So, is there anything you'd like to share or you want to wait till later? It could be your children, too. I was talking to Dave. Sorry. Dave, is there anything you'd like to share? Even though you're exempt. You're exempt.
Yeah, I know. I know I'm exempt. Let's see. So our anniversary is Tuesday. And we went to conferences. And it is really fun and weird that they just expect you to sit on little tiny chairs.
Yes.
they bring you in and you're like, "Hey, what's up? How's it going?" And then they don't offer you adult chairs. They don't offer you any other place to sit down. You just fucking pile up and sit down on a chair. That basically, I'm not a small guy. Never been a small guy, but one ass cheek is like, "All right, I guess I'm balancing here with my knees and my chest for about 20 minutes or so. Should be good."
That's awesome.
So that was really fun. That was really fun that we did that.
It's like I know you have folding chairs. Just bring them to the classroom. Just bring two. That's all you need to do.
Oh, yeah. It's a power thing. Trust me. It's definitely a power thing.
Yeah. And
Yeah, so they're going through all this stuff at school, and they're like, "Oh yeah, Griff's real good at math and stuff like that." But man, does he like he gets talking a lot and talks stories, and it was fun. It was just back and forth. Like as we were leaving, it was all like, "Oh yeah, he gets that unadulterated talking to every person and making up stories and stuff. He gets that from me." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know." It was really fun to say, like, you know, to say like, I know he's a combination of both of us, but it's fun to say like certain personality quirks that you don't really go out of your way to teach them is like just starts coming out like on it. He's like, he's real sarcastic, and I'm like, ooh, that's both of us. Sorry, he's got a sarcastic. But cool. Yeah, it was fun, man. Like conferences was good, and then we went and got some Mexican food, and it was fun. I was like, ah, I'm just gonna get some food to eat, and she's like, I'm gonna get some food to eat for the next like 3 days. Fuck it, we're out.
Wait, what?
Well, we don't go out.
She's gonna eat and then not eat for 3 days.
No. She was like, she likes chili rellenos, which are, you know, basically peppers stuffed with cheese. You know, and fry them and stuff like that, and cover them in sauce and stuff. It's Mexican food. You don't like that stuff. So I didn't want to go into too many details. But she would usually get one of those for dinner: rice and beans, stuff like that. Eat that. She was like, no, I'm gonna get. I'm like, okay, cool. What are you gonna get? She's like, I'm gonna get three of those. I'm like, you're never gonna eat those. She's like, but I will be able to eat this for the next 3 days.
Yeah, that sounds.
So she basically, he was basically like, I will get a meal because of the, you know, our anniversary. I will get a meal that will last me for 3 days, two additional meals. And I'm like, do whatever you want.
That's a good idea. A good idea. I like it. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
That was fun.
All right, cool. What about you, Ryan? You got something for Amber, or are you passing?
I don't have anything at the moment.
Okay, well, if something comes up, let me know. You could do the kids, too, but, you know.
Leo was playing Minecraft, and
Roblox.
June was being mean to Amber.
Let's tell her some real legit stories, just because D2 used his dick voice on me. Fucking asshole. I'll come through that screen and smack you.
Yeah.
Let's see, what's the deal? June won her soccer tournament this last weekend.
Oh, congratulations. Did you buy her a pony?
Pretty fun. No, but she did get some ice cream, so that's pretty close.
Okay, now I'm gonna put you on the spot. Mm-hmm. 'Cause normally you're not on the spot. Normally you come prepared with notes and anecdote. But on a scale of 1 to 10... 1 being not at all, and 10 being everything. How instrumental was June in the win of that tournament?
I would give her a solid 8.
Damn, that's like, so 10 is LeBron 100. James on the fucking team doing all the work in Cleveland, and 1 is like, I don't know, fucking Nick Punto on the Twins in 98 or whatever. So you're giving her damn close to LeBron James on Cleveland.
I mean, maybe it's 7, but she was a key contributor. You know,
yeah,
she scored goals, she made it happen. She's a player.
Awesome. I love it.
She's a baller.
That's cool.
If you were going to say she was a player that was on Ted Lasso's team, which of the players would she be?
Probably Roy Kent. You know, she's very influential. She's a team leader, but she's also very angry.
Okay, because that first half of the season, he is a fucking asshole. He is really not a person to be around. But you turn up that, you make sure that there's enough water pressure in the shower, she's okay.
Well, Ryan just knows that when you're really good, it's okay to be a little bit egotistical. Ego comes with skill. He knows this.
There's another guy on the team. There's another guy on the team.
Which one? Jamie Tart or Danny Rojas?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Jamie Tart.
She's not Jamie Tart. No. Jamie Tart's an a-hole.
Is she a Danny Rojas?
Danny Rojas?
Football is life.
Not quite, but I do like that guy. Leo, he also had some games, but they don't play like... I don't think the tournament, they just play like games, and then I think there's no winner. I don't know. It's weird.
Who won that game? I don't know. Shut up. It's soccer. Probably 1-1.
He did good. He had fun. They'll eventually, I think next year they start to like have winners and shit. I mean, they win games and the kids know. It's like not like anybody's getting fooled. But the tournaments are more like,
you know who won, and it's not you.
Like, they're all just as sad and just as happy. You know, it didn't really change anything. But Leo's doing DJ camp. It's like training. He's learning how to do DJ stuff.
God
like,
damn!
He's got this like DJ thing where he can like mix music and stuff. And
that's
he
awesome.
DJ stuff.
I bet you that's cool.
I don't know
how
he got into that, honestly, but he liked it. And
I'm
going to
go with YouTube.
Perhaps.
Does he have a costume for Halloween?
No. He'd probably go as a freaking
marshmallow.
Daft
Punk.
Dolphin again. He's gone as a dolphin for like, he doesn't care. He's like, I want a dolphin. I'll just go a dolphin again.
What is
my candy? Doesn't really matter what I wear. They give me candy.
What does my dad hate the most? Dolphins. I'll be another fucking dolphin.
It just makes me think. It's all like when we're watching whatever the NWA movie, and fucking Dre's in there fucking learning how to DJ, teaching himself, working super hard, and they go like, look at this fucking white kid going to DJ camp.
Hey, you gotta start somewhere, and if somebody can teach
you,
then that's
what you do. No, you learn yourself. Like, you're supposed to, you say Dre learned in his fucking room, and he is the greatest.
He learned a lot on his own, and then like we won some sort of free class at this place that one of the options was DJ
Just out of curiosity, what were the other options?
I don't even know, actually. It was like a music related
place.
I just want to assume a white lady saying, and I will teach you young children how to hip hop dance. This is the dance of the intercity.
Hey man, you're seeing color when you should be seeing.
No, I am seeing a teacher. Man. I never said the color of the lady. I said I think it was a
white
funny
lady.
White
lady. Talk like a white lady.
Oh, you hear color in voices now?
Yeah, we all do. It's natural.
I do. We know what you're saying.
I was actually doing Eddie Murphy doing the voice of a white guy. So that was an extra layer on there that you didn't see.
Well, that's interesting. It's something he can get involved in and maybe enjoy or not. Who knows?
I don't know if he's going to, like... Yeah. I don't know that it'll be long-term, but it's fun. He enjoys it
now. You try different things. Some things stick, some things don't. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Exactly.
All right. Well, what's Amber up to?
What's Amber up to? She was talking about, like, some ideas for changing the bathroom upstairs today. That's what I remember. I didn't look into it much. I don't particularly want to change it.
Change it.
I told you.
Don't change it. I don't care. Just do it. Shut up. I'm sick. I gotta work.
What else?
I gotta work to make that money that you're spending.
She's taking Annie to training. There's a training.
Is it the normal training or like the show dog jump through over hoops and stuff training?
No, it's the fucking don't poop on things.
Oh, okay. That's different than the other one.
I mean, it's like, it's not that, but it's like walk nicely and stuff like that. Not like walk like with the proper dog show etiquette shit. No.
Prance.
We ain't there. This is more like don't fucking... do annoying shit.
Okay.
Don't pull me around the neighborhood.
It was DJ camp for the dog.
All right.
Yeah, we won a thing with a dog camp, and one of them was DJing. The other one was white lady pop dancing. We were like, Annie, no, that's not for you.
I don't know. The kids could use don't do annoying stuff training too. That's true, actually. I think
everybody could use that, honestly.
That's true.
Right.
How about you, Chris? Let's hear about you, your wife and your kids and your birthday.
Sure.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, man. Amy got her hair done. Looks pretty cool. Leander loves to build Legos. It's pretty cool. And Adonis... Adonis likes video games, right? He loves video games. We're at my mom's.
Yep.
He was downstairs playing video games. One thing he does is he likes video games so much... he doesn't want to stop playing the video games when he's got to go potty. So earlier in the day, her and Amy were playing Zelda, and Amy dies a lot in Zelda. So I kept saying to her, save the game, Amy, save the game. Just stop. Just when you do something, save it. She's like, I know. And her and Adonis liked to play that. So anyways, he comes running upstairs and he gets about to where the bathroom is, and then there's like a little puddle, and then he's like, he didn't make it in time. And so Amy changed him, got new clothes for him, and he's running back downstairs to go play. And Amy's like, remember, you gotta remember, she told him like many times, you gotta remember, pause it and go potty. It's very easy, pause it and go potty. So he's running downstairs and she says, Adonis, remember, what's the most important thing? And he says, always save the game. And then he ran downstairs. Yeah. That's all he was thinking about the whole time.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So that's it. That's all that's happened in our life. Good times.
Yeah, always save the game.
Yeah.
Always save.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for the Hannah moment, as I like to call it.
Why not?
What's happening in the world? Oh no, there's one more point. I want to do a trivia contest with you guys.
Oh, this is where Ryan shines.
But it's not really trivia. It's more like a guessy tournament thingy. Hang on, let me find out if the link's still valid.
Is this the Lego moment?
Guessing Ryan is really good at though.
It might be a Lego thing. Why do you ask?
No, it's a Lego moment, I'm sure. It's got to be. How much do you think is this set?
No. That's a good one, though. I like that. No.
If you buy it new, unopened with damaged box from Pawn America, that's entirely.
Did you take advantage of the Target $10 gift certificate if you buy these sets?
I did not. I looked into it, and there was a few things that seemed okay, and then it lasted only for like 3 days, and then it was done. And when I looked back, it was over, and I was like, oh, well, there goes that option.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Because, you know, sometimes things go on sale, and it's nice. But very rarely is it Lego.
That's true.
Although the Chinese stuff might still be coming. It's hard to tell. Okay.
Didn't.
It's still live. Okay. I thought maybe it ended, but I'll go ahead and put a link down here. Okay. I'm sending you guys a link. Pow. It has, I think, like 40 some Lego idea things that people have put out. Now, tomorrow, Lego's choosing a few of these to be produced. And I want to know what you think. You pick three. Pick three of them you think are going to be produced. And I'll go down just for people as you guys go through them. The Princess Bride one is okay. I don't know. I love it. Doesn't look great. I'm going to skip some.
Just the rock scene, right?
Yeah. The Nightmare Before Christmas one looks kind of cool. Hyrule Castle I don't think looks very good at all. I don't know why. I just don't. Polar Express, Steampunk Airship, Baba Yaga, The Office. What, Baba Yaga?
Yeah, Chicken Leg House.
The Lego DNA Double Helix Discovery, which I'm not sure what that's from, but it is huge. Like, right, if you look at the actual scaling from the figures, that's really big. That's a really big figure. The X-Files, and this is just like a X-Files room. I didn't even see Metroid. Metroid's gunship. House of Chocolate. What the fuck is Chitty Flies Again?
Chitty Bang Bang.
Okay. There's an Among Us one. Welcome to the Black Parade, which is an interesting one.
Yeah!
Succulent Garden. It's a little garden. The Village Post Office. Train Bookends. A Lego Viking Ship. A Jazz Quartet. There's an Animal Crossing set, a Medieval Marketplace set, Bike Lanes. Some of these I just skipped over. They look dumb. Working Bowling Alley, which is working, I guess. I don't know what Asterix and Obelix is. Do you guys know?
French comic book.
Okay. Lego Bookends. A scene from The Shire. Looks like just Gandalf on a horse. The King's Castle. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That's actually kind of cool. The Chocolate River and everything. The Truly of Alboro Bello? No idea.
Now with interiors.
I don't know what that is. Does anybody know what that is?
No.
All right. An ancient Greek temple, the Karate Kid, wax on, wax off. Claws Toys, which is a modular set. Sewing Workshop. My Lego Totoro. How about that is either? NASA's SLS at Artemis. The Lisbon Tram, that's also modular. Via Rail.
What does that mean to say modular?
You see how it's like it's a rectangle? The whole set is a rectangle.
Plop it into like a city scene.
Yeah, they're designed specifically to be made into scenes, kind of like Lego city scenes that you can move around and like put in and out modules and stuff. So that's like one module. There's a rail Canada, I guess. Castle of Lord Eiffel and the Black Knights. It's pretty big, actually. SpaceX Starship and Super Heavy. That's just SpaceX. The Simpsons Krusty Burger, Lego Modular Expansion Pack. I don't know, some old truck. A fantasy castle, a castle of Brickwood Forest, a violin, marine life, Lego astronaut. God, there's a lot of them. Another set of the office. Winter snow globes, a map of Middle Earth, retro arcade modular, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Are we done yet? Jesus Christ. You guys read... Oh, we are done. Okay. Never.
Yeah, okay.
A Nice Day at the Farms modular, the Fourth Bridge, Scania Next Generation, which is a truck, and a modular portal testing chamber. So roll through those just real quick. Give me like two or three that you think are going that Lego will select, and then we will know tomorrow for sure. Not just ones that you'd like to be selected, but ones that you kind of think will be selected. And you can give me both if you want to. I don't care. And tell me your thoughts as you scroll through.
All right. Yeah, it's tough to say. Like, I'm not good at that whole figuring out, like, what they would pick and why they would pick it. Like, if I were to pick, I'm just going to go with what I think I would like. I think as a display piece, I think that the map of Middle Earth with a little, like, a J.R.R. Tolkien figure would be cool.
What number is it?
Let's see. That would be... One, two, three.
They're light. There's numbers next to them.
Yeah, you can't zoom in too far on this.
Oh, scroll down.
Oh, you're looking at the little pictures? Yeah, yeah, just scroll down.
Oh, okay.
They're all really big.
Yeah, follow the link and you can scroll down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dang, I wish I knew that.
Oh, sorry, I know you did. Yeah, I'm just...
Look at the crappy pictures, too.
You guys are looking at little tiny thumbnails the whole time.
I was all like, okay. I was like, okay, cool, this is cool. I like it.
I'm sorry, I should have been more specific. Yeah, there's a link there, and they're all very large and in charge. Oh, man.
Number 51. I think 51 as a display piece would be kind of cool, just because it's effectively like, you know, it's the map, but it's like just a little map with like skin, I think is cool. And I also like the... Which one? Makes it so much easier, right, huh?
Changes my some of my answers though, which is what's annoying.
I also like the Karate Kid wax on wax off set too. I think it looks really cool because it's like the whatever that building is, like the style, the California style with like the whatever the tile roof and like the older cars and stuff like that. And I think that's really cool. I think those would be two that I would personally like to build.
Sure. Yeah, the clay tiles there, they're kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I too have no idea what they're gonna make and choose. Like, sometimes they stay away from like popular, you know, pop culture type stuff, and then you go to the Lego store and there they are. So who knows? I think number six, the steampunk airship, is pretty cool. Could definitely see that one. The other one I'm thinking that because they like doing castles. They always like to do different types of castles. I think the coolest one that I really like is number 28, the King's Castle. It's kind of built into the bluffs, and it's got a drawbridge.
Okay.
It's kind of got a unique style to it that I haven't seen before.
Yeah, I can see that. What do you think, Ryan?
Right.
So this is where we say two, and he's going to give us three.
That's fine. Yep. I have like six. No.
I think I'm just deciding between two, and I think I have my answer.
All right,
I'm going to go with they're going to build the Viking longship, or they're going to release it. It's a winner. And
what number is that?
Can't deny it. Fucking A, man.
Just scroll down.
It is...
I'll try to find it, too. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
19. Okay.
Yep, you're going to definitely do that. They're also going to build the medieval marketplace.
Is that 26?
That one's
22.
Good, those are all numbers, but it's 22.
Yeah.
And then finally, they're going to round it off by doing something a little bit edgy, but not super edgy, which is the Nightmare Before Christmas. They're going to try to get a little bit of that Halloween slash Christmas money and play into that. So
these don't get released till next year, just so you know.
Well, they'll do it next year.
Yeah, next year for Halloween. Yeah. That's what he meant.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, there's always a Halloween and Christmas.
That's true. It's true.
So those are the three I believe are the most likely to become released.
Cool. Okay. Mine were, I think, based on what gets released and how it gets released, I think number 12 is probably going to be pretty popular. It's a modular set that doesn't exist yet, and nothing like it exists. There's like no chocolate store that exists or anything. 22, whatever that is. Oh yeah, that's the medieval marketplace.
Good choice, Mark.
Well, but they just released a medieval marketplace a few years ago, but it's a very highly regarded, so. And you can't find it really much anymore. I don't know if you know what their most popular set of all time is, but it is the Friends set. The Friends apartment. Not the apartments, but the what do you call it? The coffee shop?
Coffee shop. Okay.
So I think if they do 49, which is the extended large office set, I think people will be like, we love that too, because the office and Friends seem to be pop culture things. Those are not obviously ones I want, but and then 49, that was 49. 45 was my other one. What's that? Oh yeah, Brickwood Forest. It's just because of the sheer size. That thing is huge. It is, I think, six levels basically, where you generally don't get anything over three, which is kind of neat. And I have an interesting appeal for 47 too. I think people would like that. I don't like it, but I think people would like it, like random people. It's the marine life one, but there's a lot of good ones, and these are all kind of user generated, which is kind of cool.
So is a contest that they're going to reward like a couple winners.
These are the finalists, yes, for a contest that's going on since January. So,
I could see 46 for like kind of that architecture, the special editions that they do.
Yep,
you know.
Yep, they just came out with a Stratocaster that does. They those always do fine too.
Yep.
I mean, I can see most of them, quite frankly. There's a few that I think are dumb. But most of them I can see be pretty good. Like, A Nice Day at the Farm, I don't think is very good at all. I think I know what they're going for, but it like technically looks like crap, too. So.
Some of them, like The Simpsons, Krusty Burger, like, it just... I think it just doesn't look great.
No, it doesn't. I don't like that one either.
Like that, like everybody likes The Simpsons, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the idea sounds cool, but the
execution sort of is not there.
Execution seems, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, cool. Awesome, thanks. I got that email this morning, and I was like, I wonder what people would think here, because there's a lot of good ones. There's a few crappy ones, but there's a lot of good ones.
When will we find out that I was right?
Tomorrow, the 15th is when they decide. So it was supposed to be today. Yeah. They pushed it back a day for... I don't know. They gave some stupid reason. I don't know why, but they pushed it back a day. Somebody forgot to send out the email, I think.
Cool. Nice.
All right. Well, what else is going on in the world?
Kevin Smith announced when the next final five episodes of his He-Man come out.
Yeah.
November 23rd.
Yeah, how close to Thanksgiving is that this year?
Like a day.
Right? Yeah, 2 days. Yeah,
2 days.
On
that Tuesday.
Wait, what day is Thanksgiving? The 25th?
25th, yeah.
Yep.
All right, so you release it, you got some time during Thanksgiving, you can watch it. Sounds good.
Right, yep.
With five episodes, you can binge that in, you know, half a work day.
Could, but should you? Hey,
Dave,
speaking of which, are Apple TV shows released weekly? Or is it all...
Most of them are.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure you saw the ads for Invasion.
Yes.
It looks really good.
That's the one thing I can
Apple
say.
They have so much money.
They have so much money. All their shows look... None of the show, you know, like a Netflix show or whatever, you're like, oh, this is like a lower budget show. This is like their C-tier shows. I don't think they have C-tier shows on the Apple TV. The Apple TV, all of them, they put a lot of money in because they're all glossy. They're all shiny. They're all looking real good, yes.
Yeah, at least production-wise, they're...
Yeah.
I don't know what they do. They must use, like, a new iPhone for recording or something, because it's really good.
they must. man, yeah, like yeah, I said,
C is another one on Apple TV that's kind of fun. Yeah.
What is?
C is Jason Momoa. It's pretty much post-apocalyptic. The whole world is... Everyone went blind.
Jesus. Is that S-E-A or just C?
S-E-E.
Yeah. C as in.
Oh.
Yeah.
C-E. Okay. He went blind. That makes sense. All right.
But, like, Mythic Quest, that show is fucking hilarious, dude. Like, if you like video games at all, it is really funny, man. It's on my list. Yeah, and it's like, it's because there is a lot of younger people in that show. They, like, make a reference to something, and they'll be like, what? And there's like, even... What, you haven't fucking seen this show? And they're like, I don't know what that is. And they're like, and they just get so upset when they haven't seen like Princess Bride or The Goonies or something. They're just like, because it's all like, it's just one generation of like nerdydom is not crossing over into another one. But it's a lot of programmer humor, Ryan. A lot of programming humor. Because there's the lead programmer.
I like that. Sounds good.
She's very awkward and isn't really good at talking to people. And I was like, that's why you need to have the person who's got a creative vision who doesn't know how to program, which is pretty funny. Just make it happen. Just make that thing happen. Make my vision happen. It's basically what we tell you to do. It's like, just do the thing we're telling you to do. And you're like, you can't do it. Just do it. Make it happen.
Is that show called again? Oh, that show
Mythic Quest?
Hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. We talked about this, and then you said it's not done yet, and I said, oh.
Yeah.
I'm overwatching.
I don't watch shit that I can't binge.
Right.
It's not about binging it. It's more about, like, finishing it 1 week at a time and then going, like, shit, I got to wait for a year before I see the next season.
I know, but it's kind of fun to talk about it week by week and be like, hey.
No, I like the week by week. If what they should do is finish it.
And then release everything?
And then release it week by week.
We made 7 seasons, and we're going to release them week by week.
Yes, thank you.
And then
you get it, Chris.
It's the biggest flop in history, but we made 8 seasons, so we got to send them off.
Right, that's the whole thing. Yeah, you don't know.
That's awesome. I like it. That's the when Ryan takes over, that's the way all TV shows will be.
There'll be no new stuff for like 7 years. People will be like, oh, and then finally everything will all release.
Yeah, it's a 7-year cycle. It sounds great.
Well, once you get past that, then they'll start just naturally releasing. Like over, you know what I mean? Like you just have to wait 7 years, but then after that, everything will come out like every month or so. There'll be a new 7 years available.
I don't know. I'm kind of digging the 7 years because generally the first 7 years of life, you like the same things. 7 to 14, 14 to 21, 20, then you're fine.
I did, by the way, finish that show, The Leftovers.
Yeah, how's that?
And the last season, I really liked.
So that show's done. It's complete. There are no leftovers.
Mm-hmm. It's over.
Okay.
There's zero leftovers. I ate all the leftovers.
Delicious. Did you like it on a scale of 0 to 10?
What's the best again?
Well, 10. Yeah. I mean, we're not golfers. What the fuck?
There's Cristiano Ronaldo or something, and some obscure baseball player is number one or something, some shit like that.
Yes, Mendoza is number one. No, I mean, like, one of your favorite shows is 10. One of your shittiest shows ever watched is 1.
I give it a solid 6.5, 7. Mm. Like, it was good, for sure. It was different. It had a very, it was, like, really heady, philosophical, drama-y kind of, what's the word for it? A bit spiritual, maybe. I don't know. It was definitely an interesting, strange show. But in the end, I thought it was quite enjoyable. And the last season in particular was well done.
Okay. How many seasons?
3 seasons.
Okay. Leftovers. What channel is it on?
It's on HBO.
Okay. Take a look. I watched something on HBO. What's the show with the singer from that movie? Pitch Perfect. What's the main actress there? What's her name?
Hendrix.
Oh, Anna Hendrix, right?
Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix's Hendrix. Daughter.
Anna Kendrick.
Yeah,
Kendrick.
She's in a show. I forget the name of it. Love Something. Mm-hmm. Basically, every episode talks about her dating and doing people. And it was 10 episodes. And it was her having sex and stuff. And it was fun. I watched it. I watched all 10 episodes. 300 minutes.
Yes. Because that's supposed to be, like, Tiffany was watching that show and she was like, when's the next season coming? And I'm like, I don't know.
I'd be surprised if there is. I mean, the whole thing is, it's like, statistically, this many people have this many partners, then we'll go through hers for her life kind of thing. I guess you could pick a new protagonist, that'd be fine.
Yeah. And I just went to Wikipedia to ask when it's coming out, and it is coming out in 2 weeks. October 28th.
Season 2?
Two. Yes.
What show's the show name?
Love Life.
Didn't it just come out? Or am I just finding it?
May 27th, 2020. So it came out last year.
I don't understand. Like, that's so weird, because they're like, they literally started with her, like, in college, and they ended up with her, like, older. Like, yay, you found your person. And then they're going to do what? I don't know.
But, yeah, it says an anthology series following a different person each season.
That makes sense. Romance,
another last romance.
So. But the only reason I watched it is because I enjoyed the main actor. So I wonder who they're going to be for this person, because I might not watch it otherwise, you know?
Oof, this is a tough one, yeah.
Yeah.
What if it was like a side character from the first season, so that, like, you would be able to see some of the characters from the other things, so you'd have overlapping story. It'd basically be if there's 5 seasons of Our Life, and it was like first season, ooh, that's Chris's season,
and, that'd
and
be,
then it was Ryan's season, and Ryan's season, it was over in like 3 episodes, or like, because it follows their love life. Ryan's like, 1, 2, and 3, done. And then it just shows
first
Ryan.
First episode would be me calling other people sluts and stuff. Like, it would set the background for it, you know what I mean? And then there'd be like 1 premature ejaculation situation, followed by like getting married, you know? Something like that. It'd be probably something along those lines.
The first one would be Ryan as a young guy, and he finds the computer and he's like, oh, I love you. You shall be my first true love. Right. And then it goes through the other people, and then the episode 4 through 10 will be Ryan just sitting in front of a computer going like, you're fucking the best. Me and you kid till the end of time.
My first love was soccer, actually.
What?
But
ants are rolling over in there. Ants are rolling over on their graves right now. We were your first love.
First love. Ryan talking to the ants. Soccer. And then the computer. And then real people. And then Amber. And then back to... It's just Ryan talking to ants, kicking around a soccer ball, playing on the computer for the next 5 episodes. That'd be great. It's like, I love you guys. You fucking never betray me.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Well, I can see it as an anthology.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Especially since, like I said, they just, characters are in and out of their life. So you could do that.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I'd rather follow a female and all of her partners were male. So, but whatever.
What if it was an unattractive male with unattractive female partners? I think the show would bomb.
I agree. Ryan, you are completely 100% right. But, yeah. You know, it's a movie about, like, love and finding people, and I like that stuff. So if you like that stuff, you probably enjoy it.
What's it called again? Love
Life.
Love Life.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound bad at all.
Ooh, but Ryan, it's not finished.
That's the problem.
But her story is finished.
Her story is finished.
Because that if it's an anthology, and her,
well, let
she's
me know
the
when you get
season.
To the first episode of the next season, and that may allow sure. it as a loophole to be watched.
What's that fucking, like, horror-ish movie that I watched the first few seasons of that's like that?
American Horror Story.
Yeah, that's the same yeah. premise. Like, you could watch all of those season by season because they're effectively right. done on seasons, right?
Right. They just happen to be connected to each other. And like be like, oh, this the reason this is it's all connected, but you don't need to know that.
Right.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's too close. You should wait. Wait till those finish. Yep. Yeah, fuck that.
Just wait till it's all done, dude. Fuck it.
Have you guys watched the show Devs? Devs. I think it's called Devs. It's a Hulu show.
Is it about developers?
It's about a guy who's a software developer.
Go figure.
Whoa!
Who like disappears. Well, he's killed, but he's going into this, like, super high-tech place, and then his girlfriend's trying to figure out what happened.
Is she a robot?
I don't think so, but I'm only, like, one episode in, so perhaps.
What movie is that where she's a robot? Are they all robots? And he wonders if he's a robot. It's fucking awesome. He goes and visits the guy, and he's like, this is a turning test. You can tell which one is going to be a robot or not. And at the end, he isn't sure if he's a robot or not. And then she breaks out and murders him, and then she's free. Fucking movie. It's a great movie.
She traps.
Ex Machina. Yeah. That's
Ex Machina. Yep. Yeah. I was like, it's like, what would it be? The Machine? Right?
Yeah. I watched that. That's a movie.
It warrants a rewatch from time to time, because I think there's more going on than you remember, and it's pretty good.
Right.
And there's sexy sexroids around, so.
sexy sexroids, yes. You can't tell. Is she a robot or not? Oh, shit.
Well, I'll give you updates on the Devs, another fully completed series on Hulu.
Fully completed series on Hulu. So we got we knew Hawkeye was coming out November 24th.
Yay!
And as a Thanksgiving thing, they are giving you the first two episodes on the 24th. So.
Oh, sure. Makes sense.
Yeah, so basically, I think they were like, here's a little something. And plus, the last episode would have taken place on the 29th of December. Pretty close. People are probably out of town, might not be watching it. So they were like, here's two. We'll give you two.
Pretty cool. So. I like Hawkeye. This is after the fact. Like, this is like sort of moving forward in the chronology of
Yes, the this is whatever. After all the blip. This is after everything. Yes, his kids are, he is 5 years older. His kids are the same age, so he's trying to be cool dad, even though he's 5 years older.
We never see his wife, but we hear her.
No, you did. You did. Yeah.
Do we? There's I've never seen her.
Well, no, in the trailer you don't, like, but in the new thing, minute-long thing they said where it says, like, two episodes dropping, just so you know, November 24th.
I didn't watch
two
that
episodes.
Part. Okay.
You see, yeah, you see her in the back. She's like when he goes, I'm going to be here for two more days. She's like, are you going to be there for a while longer? Yeah, two more. So you can see the actual interaction between those two.
All right. I guess I'll take your word for it.
All right. And
the girl that was in Freaks and Geeks?
Yes. Yep.
Another completed show.
Which I watched because it's fucking completed and well regarded. See, it's just simple, Chris.
It's
if
completed,
you have any questions,
but
if it's completed and well regarded, I will attempt to watch it.
Well, what about like when they're completed, but the story isn't completed because it got canceled? Are you okay with that?
That I could get tricked into that by accident, but I would be very upset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because Freaks and Geeks literally ends on her like leaving.
That's true. And that and Firefly, those both had that same situation, but they were good enough where it was still okay.
Okay.
And the OA does the same thing. Hey, what is your code, your your TV code for your completed series.
What does that mean?
Well, I have an Amy show. It's an A show. I have a bank show. It's a B show. I have a combined show, or no, a Chris show. That's a C show. I have a T show, which is a together show. So what are we calling these completed series shows?
I think just to keep with the system, you should call them R shows, which stands for
retarded
Ryan
shows.
R shows are Ryan shows, which are shows that are completed.
Because all shows you watch are completed.
Well, it's a good approximation.
I got you. Works for me. All right.
Dave,
too, you so, watching anything? Gonna... Sorry, Dave.
Yeah. No.
So our Hannah Together show is Kim's Convenience. So we're almost done with season one.
Oh, she been enjoying it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Has actually, she been enjoying it, like watching it, or enjoying it while on her cell phone?
No, watching.
She's damn! Watching.
Right.
Impressive.
But I'm watching, so like weekly right now, it's Doom Patrol, it's Titans. I've been watching those. Tacoma, oh, it's the fire one, Tacoma Fire Department, Tacoma FD. That's a true TV series. It's
literally never heard of that.
it's Steve Lemmy and the Ramrod guy from Super Troopers.
Ramrod. So, Team Ramrod.
Yeah, Team Ramrod. Kevin Heffernan. So it's you know, the two guys from Super Troopers made this, you know, fire department show, and it's hilarious. It's funny. So I've been watching that. Going to start Foundations. I have access to that now. So from my list, but I got to get Mythic Quest on there. So I'll start that when I actually can like pay attention to it, like Dave said.
Yep.
But I've also been watching a lot of like Demon Slayer.
Yeah. How far in that are you?
It's only got, it's like one season, but it's pretty long. I like episode 11, 12.
Yeah, I watch most of it without watching it. So, because, you know, I don't want to watch cartoons do shit. I can just listen to it then.
I have it on in the background while I'm doing things.
Is that Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a cartoon.
It's anime.
Yeah. It's anime. Yeah.
It's anime ass anime, man. It's but not I, even like yeah. American ass anime.
No.
So it's really bad. It's a lot of jumping around at things right now. So
I should tell you,
Dan Brown's Lost Symbol. That's a weekly series I've been
watching.
Oh,
that's right. What's that one on?
That's a Peacock show.
Okay.
That's the My Avatar's Vin Diesel show.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah.
Gotcha. I did finish Visions. There was four I thought were good. No.
Right.
Maybe about four.
Yeah, I think
one I thought was neutral, and the rest I did not care for. But four is not bad, I guess, you know?
No.
Especially since they're only 15 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, whatever.
Which one did you enjoy the most?
I don't know. I mean, the best one was the first one.
I'm just trying to...
No, the best one was the first one. I don't think they came close to quality after the quality they had after the first one. But there's a few that I enjoyed despite the quality kind of thing, you know. That's all I got to say.
Yes. Cool. Shows, I don't know, man. I've been watching weird ass shows. I've been going like, I just better try grabbing like a first episode of what did I watch here? I've been watching, let's look, go back at what I've been watching. Some there's new episodes of The Movies That Made Us, which is good.
I saw that, yeah. And it's like a real season. It's like 8 episodes or something instead of their normal 3 and 4.
Yeah. I watched RoboCop because
it's RoboCop.
It's RoboCop, yeah.
How was it?
It's fucking good, man, just because it, like, that guy is super European. The director, Paul Verhoeven, is super European. He's like, man, it's going to be, people are going to fucking love it, man, because I'm going to be making kind of like a parody on like Americanism and capitalism, and he's like, people didn't understand it, and he's like, I thought it was pretty blatant how parody I was being with it.
You got to be, I mean, Mickey doesn't like Starship Troopers, and so you got to be rolling way over the top.
And that's the same director. And I'm like, dude, he's like kind of making fun of the way of like jingoistic Americana and stuff like that, saying like, look at this car, it's only $147,000 and it gets 1.83 miles to the gallon and stuff like that. And you're like, how, you know, that's parody and stuff like that. And it's just like, yeah, and it was really good. So I watched that.
I think they had Alien in there, and I know that's one of Brian's favorite movies, so I was gonna recommend that to him.
But the thing is, just to make sure, it's Alien.
Oh yeah,
it's not Alien.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wait, what did I say?
I mean, coming to, you said Alien, and I know Brian likes I thought Brian liked Alien better than Aliens. I'm not sure.
Isn't this Alien?
No, this is the Alien. This is the James Cameron one. You know, the one where it's like becomes an action movie versus the haunted house movie.
One
Alien, yeah.
Oh, it's the James Cameron one? What?
Yes, yeah.
All right, never mind.
Because it's basically, yeah. But I mean, there's Friday the 13th. It's basically the first few are like Halloween, Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street. Cool, because they're like horror. It's that. But Coming to America's on there. I want to watch that. I mean, Elf is on there, so Amy might want to watch that.
Somebody already watched Elf on mine. I'm like, wait, what? Hannah must be watching things without me.
Yeah, I saw that and I had a moment of like, didn't they already do that? What was I thinking? It feels like they already did that one, but I don't think they did. I had to go back to the other seasons.
I just looked and they're not.
Unless they...
I know they made Christmas ones, the Christmas movies that made us. And I don't know if that was in there.
I bet you that was
in there. Elf was on there.
Yep.
Okay. So then they're just kind of
those sons of bitches. No wonder why it's longer. They're rehashing old stuff. Oh my god!
Yeah, right.
Oh, kill them.
Nightmare Before Christmas and Elf were on there. Yeah.
Have you watched Squid Games?
Nope.
I haven't. Nope.
I haven't saved.
All the rage. Everybody's talking about it.
I know, but I kind of like not watching people die, so I don't know if I will.
Is it complete though? I don't know if it's complete, Ryan.
I actually have. I don't know. I was expecting you guys to know the answers to my questions about it.
Well, I mean, it's from South Korea, so there's how am I supposed to know if it's complete or not?
I don't know how you know things.
I have to be in the right mood to want to watch a show like that, and I'm rarely in that mood. Basically, it has to be a mood like I hate the world or I want to burn the world down.
It has not officially been renewed yet.
Okay.
So.
Apparently, it's like my. June has been talking about it a lot. Like, apparently people at school are, like, watching it and shit.
I mean, that's all about murdering people. Jesus.
We talked about it a couple weeks, or last week, right? I was saying, like the trailer actually shows them, like, the first game is, like, red light, stop light, or red light, green light, with this robot. And if you move, the robot shoots you. Yeah. Like...
It's like school, it's like playground games, but you get shot.
Yeah.
See, I can see how it happened.
A murder
like,
robot. A
couple... parents that aren't paying very close attention, hundreds of thousands of them,
or just don't care
like say sure you can watch this show, and then people talk about it at school because they're doing school games. And actually I could see it. I wonder if people are playing new school games that they learned from Squid Game that are fun.
I mean, it's good. That'd I guess because cool. It's in I guess you, unless you turn dubbing on, you have to read it, right? To read the subtitles.
Right.
So I'll teach kids to read.
They're actually watching for different ways to murder, though. They're like, don't care about the words or the plot. Like, hey, murder, yay.
Could be.
But yeah. And it's also like a critique on capitalism as a whole and stuff like that. Because it's like, everyone who goes to play these games are people that have some sort of huge financial burden and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah. So.
When do you guys remember the first time you saw like Faces of Death?
Yeah.
I bet we weren't that much older than June.
No.
So, you know, 13, 14, that kind of age.
Right. And that's the other thing. It was like Ryan is going for the person who's like, oh, parents aren't paying attention, right? And it's all like, and it's also kids are fucking sneaky as fuck when they want to be, too. They can be like, hey, man, we're going to do this one. We're going to do this thing over here. And you're like, okay, cool. I trust you. And then you do something shitty.
I think that is 100% true. However, I think the ones that sneak it, like, the initial sneaker saw it when a parent didn't give a shit. You know,
the
like,
initial sneaker.
Or somehow, like, there's some situation where it starts with a bit of negligence, and then it spreads through kids' mischievousness.
Right. Yeah.
Mischievous.
Right, so come on, Ryan. Kids aren't always good. Kids are a little sociopaths. Yeah.
Mark, well, cool. Yeah, it's supposed to be.
I mean, June literally wants to murder people on the field. If she is fucking Roy, she was saying, like, I will fucking kick your head off and shit like that.
Roy Kent, he's a good guy. I like Roy Kent.
Yeah. Ah, oh, man, I like when he's at the fucking school. With the, like, oh, that's my niece right there. Fucking idiot. And then he's all like, but he's so nice. He's like, reading fucking Wrinkle in Time. So what, about fucking, am I the girl or whatever? And reading it's your job to be the leader. God damn it. Uncle Roy. It's all like, be good. Don't swear.
So I got a fun game for you guys. I'm gonna read a tagline and see if you guys can figure out what the name of this movie is. Okay. In the early years of Japan's Meiji Restoration, a human ronin must unite with an orc assassin to save an elf orphan from their common adversary.
Oh, dude, that sounds like that same world that that there was humans and orcs, but it was like, what was it, Bright?
You're right, Dave. This is Bright, Samurai Soul.
Ooh, is Will Smith
in an anime movie? Or is it a real
animated movie?
Okay.
Why?
I was gonna say, they have the
set in the world of the Bright. It's like a prequel from the past. So, yeah.
Are there any prequels from the future? Oh, there could be. I could see a future prequel. It'd be weird, but you could do it.
Fucking Doctor Who would do something like that. Because it would be a prequel from the future. Right, because of time travel and timey-wimey shit like that.
I wanted to show you guys something real quick. I'm uploading this. I want you to tell me if you could tell me what's wrong with this fucking login picture. Me and Amy were looking at it and we're like, wait a minute. It's just
I'll tell you what's wrong. I've seen this before. By the way,
she set it up, just so you know. She set it up.
I'm Max Viewer, just in case you're wondering what I'm watching. But why are the boys... The only thing that the boys can't get into
is their account.
Is the things that would be appropriate for the
everything
boys.
Everything else they could just click on. She put a password on their account, but everything else is wide open. She was looking at it one day and she's like, I don't think that works the way it's supposed to. Like,
I
agree.
I've seen that and wondered what that was. Like, were you, like, making it so nobody could know what the boys watch? Like, like, this is our family secret. The boys watch
Squid Games. Real, we don't want anybody to know.
HBO Real Sex, you know.
Also, the thing that bothers me the most about that is they're all capital letters except for the dad, which is a lowercase letter. That's the fucking worst. That's the worst offense out of anything. The boys can watch whatever they want or can't get into their login. That's fine. But that lowercase letter there, that is a travesty.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I didn't set that account up.
Fucking delete it. And delete Amy's log. Like, put a password on there and make the password the boys.
It was interesting. All right, so what else? What else is happening in the world? Or what else you guys got?
Saturday. Do not forget about Saturday.
Saturday.
It's a warning.
Was that Elton John? Somebody told me not to forget about Saturday.
That is Elton John.
Yeah, what's happening on Saturday?
That is the Batman trailer.
Oh, yes.
It's not just a signal. It's a warning.
It's a warning, yeah.
Can I... Cool.
Can
I admit something small to you?
Yeah, you don't care about the Batman.
Not super excited for this one so far. I could change my mind. I wasn't excited about House of Dragons until I saw that fucking trailer. And then I was like, take all my money. In fact, it made me so excited, I went back and watched Season 1, Episode 1 of Game of Thrones.
So right now, it's currently a 3-hour runtime all about like old school detective noir type Batman.
Yeah, good. That's what
perfect.
I want.
Right there. Got me.
Because, I mean, he's literally the world's greatest crime-fighting detective. And it's Detective Comics. That's what DC stands for. So it's supposed to be about being a detective.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm excited for that. But remember G4, the video game channel that was a long time ago, and you'd be like, oh, cool, you'd watch Attack of the Show, shit like that. A while ago, they were like, hey, we got more money, blah, 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 we're going to relaunch the channel. So November 16th is their official relaunch
of it. And, you know, they're going to still do, like, Attack of the Show, stuff like that.
Is it on TV?
It is on. It's going to be one of those things where you can watch it on TV and on Twitch with its, you know, so you can watch it a bunch of different ways.
I was going to say, this is just like just watching Twitch, but less video game footage and more video game people talking. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe there's a place for this. Or maybe people are like, I'm going to go watch Twitch.
Right. So it's basically the shows they have are now, as of now, are Attack of the Show, which is, you know, a lot of internet memes, stuff like that, making fun of stuff, blah, blah, blah. X-Play, where they review games, same as it was. Boosted, a weekly esports, you know, basically they made a esports comedy show of some sort.
Boosted Ninja is that moment in game when you realize you're the worst player in the lobby.
What? Yes. Basically, they got the rights to Sasuke, which is what Ninja Warrior is based off of. So we can watch the Japanese version of them trying to go to Mount Midoriyama. So they still have the rights to the original 167 episodes of that, but they also have the three never before seen tournaments in the US, 35, 36, and 37. They are also partnered with ESL Gaming, which is a esports company, so we could watch tournaments like Katowice and stuff like that. But the big one that I saw in there is they have a bunch of Dungeons and Dragons limited series where you could watch like people like Jack Black and Kevin Smith and all those stuff have like play games, basically stream their characters and stuff like that as they play, which is you know, they have four campaigns that you know, with veteran D&D players, celebrities, stuff like that. And I would like to see how actors or non-actors and stuff like that play Dungeons and Dragons, because that's fun to me.
That's cool.
That I thought that was interesting. Yeah, like, because more Dungeons and Dragons makes it more acceptable, which makes there means there's more, which means they make more things. And I've decided I am a reverse gatekeeper. I don't want to gatekeep anything that I love. I want everyone to do everything I love.
That's right.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with more D&D in the world.
More D&D, more Batman, more anything. Fuck it. They screwed up. There's enough people to love it that they can go to and they can try something else.
And you know what? If you play long enough and you manage your resources long enough, you can beat 7 trolls. Just saying.
Oh, 7 super trolls where Ryan, King of Fire, would have been fucking useful as fuck. Ryan, these guys were fucking brutal, dude. They were so hard that it was. And
did
all
I go
there
comatose
is
comatose or something. I mean, I
yeah,
would have been solid.
You,
I mean,
you literally went comatose. Yes,
we could not use it. We that could not use it. I mean, bad. You missed out on a buttload of experience. you know, we all leveled up. I don't know about you.
And there was a bad guy who was so evil, Ryan. So evil. He ate not only an apple, but a pear and a watermelon over the course of the combat because the combat took so long.
I mean, he ate an apple in one round, followed by a pear in one round, and then a watermelon in three rounds, like a whole watermelon. Like, he was cutting it up. And
they just don't realize that the combat took 21 rounds.
it took a long time, dude. It took a long time, but it was fun. It was... I don't know if we have enough resources to fucking be able to beat these guys.
That's true.
Like, that was the hard part. It was like, we're running out of resources. And Adam also rolled like garbage.
It's true.
Like, he rolled really badly.
I don't think he rolled over 7 in the first 8 rolls. It was very sad for him. It's like when you don't want to, you're like, what the fuck's happening? League of Legends Worlds are going on right now. America is dominating, in case you're curious.
Is that actually true?
Yeah. It's like America. I think the Chinese and like all the other Asian teams just gave up. They're like, we're going to go home. You guys win. And it's now between Europe and NA because everyone realized the futility of playing League of Legends against NA and EU.
I don't believe you. Right. Anything you're saying, I would like to know the truth.
You don't have to believe me. Just watch. I believe there's games on the 15th tomorrow. You can watch. You'll see some domination again.
Ryan, if I were to just say this fucking random names, you'd be all like, that's not an American name. Like when you're all like, I don't even know, what would that be? Fucking DWGKIA. I don't even know what that fucking translates from. Edward Gaming. Or wait, Fun Plus Phoenix. Fun Plus Phoenix. That seems like an American name, right?
Yes.
Just like Royal Never Give Up.
That's English words. English words, Dave. If you're using English words, yeah, you're probably English.
Yeah, Cloud9 is doing for shit, dude. 0-3.
0-3.
Yeah, they're bad. Liquid Detonation at least got a game.
Focus Me is also 0-3.
A game.
Yeah. 1,000 Thieves sounds like a U.S. team. Is it?
No.
100 Thieves. 100 Thieves, 100 Thieves is an American team.
They're doing great.
They have, yeah, they have one game.
They're not one game, not one match. They're not American. They're doing these reverse things where American teams are Chinese and Chinese teams are American. It's a strange thing to get NA to win some. That's great.
But it's funny. Also, the American teams or the NA or the EU teams also have Chinese or Korean players on their
team. Yeah, of course.
Well, that's why you can't. Like, how do you even know? Like, oh, this one says China. Okay, it says, because yeah, they're all like Korean dudes. Like, for the most part.
Pretty much. Every now and then, I watch Dyrus still. And about a week ago, Dyrus reinstalled League of Legends. He had uninstalled it from his computer for a very long time. And one of his friends, who I also watch occasionally, convinced him to install and they could duo together. And, you know, Dyrus is always low energy Dyrus anyways. He's like, bleh,
yep.
Bleh, bleh. Now he's just like, this game is absolute shit. This is, what the fuck? Who designed this champion? This is, good God. So I'm not sure his installation is going to last much longer. it's a sad, I mean, tell me what you would do. It's a sad life when you're like, I can play video games for a living, but I make about 20% as much as if I played this shitty video game I don't like to play anymore.
Right.
I mean, what do you do? You're like, I guess I gotta play this shitty video game I don't like to play anymore, but I make 5 times as much money playing. I feel sorry for the man.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, that's kind of sort of like work, where like...
I know, I'm just kidding. I don't like actually feel sorry for him.
That like, it's not a video game, and...
But it is a video game, so you got that going for you.
Yeah, but at least it's a video game. But I get it.
All right.
Yeah, so. I just clicked them all. I didn't see in the multiple groups, the leaders did not include European or USA teams at all.
You remember zero's the most points now, just like your scale.
Yep.
Zero's the most points and 10's the worst points.
Well, then we're doing all right, because there's a bunch of teams from Europe and the U.S. that have 0 wins.
Can I tell you my favorite part about League Worlds is occasionally I'll turn on a match and I'll watch it, and I'll put it on theater mode so we see the comments, and all these fuckers that are watching it, they're all like, oh my god, these guys are so bad, NA, CAC W, ha ha ha, oh my god, these guys are terrible, and they're all fucking bronze players saying it. I'm like... What's wrong with you fuckers? Keep your mouth shut if you don't know what's good for you, or Ryan's going to come beat the shit out of you through the computer screen. Give you herpes.
It's like when, like if you were to watch MMA and they'd be like, God, look at that. How could you not dodge that move? And it's like, dude, if you literally got hit by either guy, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You're going to fall down really hard. Dude, I've been boxing for a bunch of years and wrestling. Like, okay, sure.
Yeah. Or my favorite, whenever somebody goes down, they're like, man, he took a fall. He dove. What do you mean he didn't go down? I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about. You've never been hit like that.
What these bronze players don't understand is that I'm a cutie pie and Voy Boy make more money streaming, so otherwise they'd be taking us to the world championship.
I don't think they even stream League anymore, do they?
Not as much.
Yeah, they're streaming other things. Like, people are annoyed with League. The top streamer for League, I think, is Tyler One now. Just because he talks shit through the whole thing.
He does. And like he has his girlfriend come and bring him food, and like she holds it out in his hand. He goes like, yeah, put it by my mouth. Out of her hands and stuff, and he's all like, ah, I need another bite. And just bring him food, and he doesn't even get up. He's still going like, and it's so dumb.
The only one I still sometimes watch from League is actually, what's his name, Pink Ward. Like,
so he just.
I just watched Shaco.
Click,
yeah,
click,
he
click 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 click. Click
he click, actually click. Occasionally talks about random stuff.
Like, yes.
Or he's just like gets fucking angry, like, fucking bullshit champion, like auto scaling, can't even compare. There's no fucking AP. Blah blah. Like. But I basically just watch because it's fun to watch Shaco, you know, do his thing. But
yeah,
like, every once in a while, it's a good way to like just like. Chill.
Yeah, I just if I watch League, I watch a couple of guys that all they do is try and goof around and do stuff. They'll be like, I'm gonna play this guy, this champion, and I'm only gonna build items that are blue. None of these items will work together, but it doesn't matter. I'm gonna make all the blue items, or I'm going to build AP on Gangplank, so my only damage I have will be his ult, but I hope to get a 5-man ult, and that's all that really matters. And then all the comments are like, why are you building this? And he's just like, because it's fun.
Yeah. Now I watch Boxbox. He always plays with the same four other guys, or two chicks and two guys. And it's fun because he's top lane and they're all just having fun, laughing. Ha ha ha, what happened there? And you just see him getting more and more angry the whole time. Just silent rage as he fucking carries his lane and then dies late game because all his team is like 0-20.
Box,
box, box, box,
box, box, box.
But he's fun.
That's right,
he's
boy.
Fun.
Box, 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 box.
I was going to interrupt as my turn to speak. You know how bad it got? He spent like 3 streams, 8 to 10 hours the entire time, coding a support to follow him along, a support bot just to follow him. So he's just going through it, testing the code, going back, testing more, checking it out. And so he just had a Janna carrying, following him around as AD. Didn't work very well, but he tried for like 3 streams.
That's pretty funny.
Box.
Doesn't he get like banned for coding bots or something?
No.
No, because you can play. You don't have to play in fucking. You can make your own.
Yeah, you make your own game, kind of a thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think he did played anyone, a few.
Did anyone see the new Magic sets for next year?
Nope.
So, first set, quarter one. Remember, I don't know, you probably do, Kamigawa?
Yeah, well, that's actually during my dark years, but it's cool. It's Asian samurai theme kind of thing.
Yeah, Spirit, so...
Right?
Yeah. What?
Spirits, too. Like Asian...
Spirits, that's spirits and... the ninjutsu... keyword was used really prevalently then.
So this is the sequel to that, but it is set in the same universe 2,000 years after the original.
All right. Are there cars and planes and shit? It's like Gatling guns.
They're like neon ninjas in cyberpunk samurai. So is what they're saying on that one. So that is Kamigawa Neon Dynasty. And then the next one is Streets of Capenia, which is a new one. Basically a new set, which basically has a city that was built by angels but is now ruled by demonic crime families, each of which aligns with 3 colors of magic. It's a totally new setting. So,
I could tell because it seems like they're scraping the bottom of the barrel. No. Angels built the city, but it's ruled by demonic crime bosses.
Right. And then to celebrate Magic's 30th anniversary next year, they're having Dominaria United, which, you know, is the first ever Magic setting. So whatever that was, their first setting.
That's the first one.
So
if anybody ever played the old Magic the Gathering video game where you walked around and got cards. I mean, it's really fucking old, but it was cool.
That game was super awesome. Actually.
I know. You get like 4 Black Lotuses and 3 Time Warps and shit. That was that world, Dominaria.
Yep. Okay, so that is the third one. And then the last one is also set in Demeria, is the Brothers War, which their storyline is the conflict between Urza and Mishra.
I think it's Raistlin and Caramon. I think you got right. it mixed up there.
So, but the set will see the story told through a new lens, including new perspectives and voices outside of the Tiller brothers, but deliver on the artifact-heavy set that longtime fans will expect. So.
Yeah, so the reprint in Artifact Lands, basically.
Classic Magic.
I just went to Magic, and I'm looking at this thing, and I'm confused, but it's basically some sort of Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah, those are the sets, and now there's the crossovers where there's, like, something with Fortnite, something with Street Fighter, something with Stranger Things.
What does that mean? Oh. This is, like, Secret Lair Drop Series crossover with Stranger Things, and there's cards like 11, the Mage, the Legendary Human Wizard.
Secret Lair is like a 11 to 15 card set that isn't legal in any format that costs usually several hundred dollars.
Okay, so yeah, it says
they're just collector like items.
Yeah,
$50 or something for. So they're like cool cards that you can't play with, but are like cool.
Right.
They look cool.
Put them on display. Put them in somewhere.
I like it. I approve.
Most Magic cards look really nice now. Like the recent sets, the art is so much better. The border that most cards have several different versions, full art kind of things. It's just the art is so much better in the last like 8 sets than it ever was before.
Like, why don't they? When are they gonna make a fucking Magic the Gathering show, man? Come on, get some fucking money behind it.
They're making a movie, remember? Kind of, maybe.
Like, when are they gonna get that to happen, man? Come on. Like, you have universes with lots of lore and stuff like that. You'd think you'd be able to, you know, make something interesting. Follow a fucking young mage who taps into the mana of various colors of the land and summons creatures to help do battle with.
Let's make sure he has blue lipstick on, because that's what sells.
Well, yeah.
All right. Well,
blue lipstick.
I've got nothing else for the evening. You guys got any parting shots here or anything?
Nope.
Ryan, really? You got nothing?
Ryan's had a lot. He just, you know, put him on the spot doesn't work. He's contributed immensely.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you. I got nothing. Nothing additional than the other massive contributions I've already made, I think.
All right.
No, I got nothing.
Cool. All right. We'll be gone until next week then. GeeksNextDoorFTW@gmail.com is where we are at. If you're out in the wild and you see Hannah, ask her how our anniversary dinner went, and she'll be like, what the fuck? And you know the rest. And we'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye.